With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there will be more talks on ending the war.
The president's team of negotiators and national security experts will be heading to Saudi again later this week to continue working on and ironing out the details. But I would just like to emphasize, we have never been this close to peace.
That was with the Russia-Ukraine war. An Alabama man is arrested again just 2 months after former President Biden commuted his sentence. Dothan police charged Willie Frank Peterson with possessing cocaine, hydrocodone, marijuana, and 2 counts of illegally possessing firearms. Biden commuted Peterson's prior sentence and those of many other criminals in his final days in office. Court records show Peterson was sentenced to 75 months in August 2023. Also at SRNNews.com, new North Carolina Governor Josh Stein wants Republicans in charge of the legislature to roll back upcoming income tax cuts and scale back private school vouchers that expanded dramatically recently. Details on the story from Bernie Bennett.
The Democrat made the comments while releasing his first 2-year state government budget proposal Wednesday. Stein wants to freeze the current individual and income tax rates. He says not doing so will lead to large revenue shortfalls soon. GOP legislators have embraced recurring tax cuts for all wage earners and taxpayer-funded scholarships for K through 12 students. Republicans may have to consider Stein's views more because they're 1 seat shy of a veto-proof majority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. Department of Justice files court papers in support of Jewish students and a professor who are suing UCLA for anti-Semitism on campus. Their lawsuit argues the university enabled anti-Semitic actions by allowing a pro-Hamas protest encampment to set up on campus last spring. Those not supporting terror group Hamas say they were blocked from using walkways. This is SRN News. Bible sales are surging in the United Kingdom, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials with the United Methodist Church report that giving to denomination-wide ministries fell by about 13% last year to $91 million. The UMC is coming out of a years-long schism over its embrace of homosexuality that saw a quarter of its U.S. churches quit the denomination. Many joined a more conservative organization before the General Conference in 2024 removed its long-standing bans on gay marriage and ordination. This is SRN News. Some good news for grocery shoppers. Bob Agnew reports.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agnew reporting.
Dust storms and at least 2 brush fires created problems in New Mexico Wednesday. Drivers were warned of zero visibility road conditions and adverse health consequences for babies and the elderly. The blowing dust stopped traffic as some drivers pulled off the road to avoid crashing into other vehicles. Blinding dust caused officials to close a 130-mile stretch of Interstate 10. More details at SRNNews.com.